WD-8KLL for ID. Yeah, I looked at that. I've been looking at other HF rigs, but I got to be honest with you, I am really happy with this 991A. It's been my first rig, and as you had mentioned, it's a they call it the shack in the box, so I can do UHF, VHF, C4FM, HF, 100 watts, and then I just bought that amplifier, and I've been having a ball with that, pushing through pileups and stuff, so yeah, it's all good. As soon as you get on 10 meter, you're going to have a ball.
I'm set up for 10 meter, and this is KFA EDQ for radio ID. I'm set up for 10 meter, and I've thrown my call sign out, not a ton on 10 meter, but the thing about it is I don't have much confidence in throwing my call sign out on a band if I don't hear anything else out there, because I'm thinking, well, maybe it's not fantastic. And so really the only thing I go off of is I look up the solar activity forecast, and I thought that 10 meter was pretty much closed, but so I've been sticking to 20, and I love it on 20. It's fantastic. Those pileups when I was in that net, and I was putting out my call sign and throwing myself up for grabs, and there, so they were talking me through it. They're like, "There's gonna be a pileup," but yeah, there's some people. Like, there'd be a huge mumble of pileup, and then one person would just ring through the entire thing. I thought that was pretty neat. Like, even though they were in Florida, yeah, that was cool. So, all right. Yeah, I just want to talk, share my excitement with my recent excitement with the HF stuff, because I finally plugged the antenna in back in and turned it on and started spinning the dial and doing a little bit of talking. And that is really fun. So I'm, we'll have to, right now I got my 891 set up for FT8, so I don't know how much undoing of that I have to do in order to start doing sideband again, so I'll have to look into it.